well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. By the way, I want to thank Andy Hoosier and our good friends, great affiliate over in Wichita, Kansas, KQAM, the big talker. Appreciate Andy filling in yesterday. All right, we've got a lot to get to today, and real quick, want to say thank you for all of the thoughts about the ankle, and was out yesterday getting the MRI done. Oh, my goodness. I have to give a shout out. If you're ever in Memphis and you fall on one of our crumbling sidewalks, if you are injured by the crumbling infrastructure in our Democrat-run city, might I recommend that they take you to the Campbell Clinic, which is one of the best hospitals, medical centers dealing with the broken bones. And these people are awesome. And went in there yesterday. And they take such great care of you. And I had to get this MRI. And as you know, I'm not a big fan of these enclosed spaces. And so I go in there and they put me in this tube and I sort of look like one of these, what do they call them? The cannellonis. Have you seen them? The Italian desserts where you're like, you have the cream filling that's sort of spilling out both ends. That was me. Thank you, cannoli. It was terrible. But they give me some, the nurse was very kind and she was like, hey, we're going to give you some headphones and we're going to put some music on. I'm like, can I have some drugs? No drugs. We're going to give you some music. You sure I can't have the drugs? No drugs. What kind of music do you like? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let you pick the kind of music. And so she looked at me. She put the headphones on and then she goes in and I was thinking, I don't know. I was thinking maybe hip hop she was going to play. You know what it was? It was the vintage classics. That's it. And so anyway, I'm laying there. It's like a half an hour. So I'm in this giant tube for a half an hour. I've got the headphones on and they're playing the vintage classics. And it was like, How Deep Is Your Love? You know, that song. And oh my gosh. And there was a one, Dylan, I can't take this feeling anymore. And I didn't realize it, but I was singing like at the top of my lungs. It was really kind of embarrassing. I can't take this feeling anymore. It's like, wah, wah, wah. That's the MRI machine. It's very loud. And I'm not sure, but I think the nurses were laughing at me. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do to take your mind off things. And I don't have a very good singing voice. So it was pretty horrible. So anyway, we did all of that. They're asking me, they're doing a pre-check, you know, and they're like, have you ever been, and you know, I haven't been asked this question before. And so they're going down the list and, you know, they're required by law, I guess, you know, so do you own a gun? Do you feel safe in your home? And I'm like, no, I live in Memphis. What are you kidding me? Nobody feels safe here. And then there was another question. I mean, every time you go to the doctor, they ask you these questions. But there was an unusual question they asked yesterday. Have you ever been shot? And I thought to myself, that may be a Memphis-centric question, right? Because of all the violence here. So I don't have any bullet. The point was, do you have any bullet fragments in you? Because I guess the machine, this magnetic machine, will literally suck the bullets right out of you. So Anyway, all that to say, the people at the Campbell Clinic are just incredibly awesome folks, and they did a great job. Good news, bad news? Not really. They're going to decide this afternoon whether or not they're going to put me under. And anyway, we'll keep you updated on all of that. But they did confirm broken ankle, broken foot, and somebody's got a pretty darn good lawsuit going right now. I'll just leave it at that. But I'm telling you, these Democrats, they will destroy your city, and they cannot put together a sidewalk to save their lives. Where do we want to start today? I want to talk about this news that just broke a little while ago, and it involves Rupert Murdoch, who is the guy behind Fox News Channel, right? So he's the money guy. Now, a lot of people think, oh, Rupert Murdoch is the guy who created the Fox News Channel brand, and that is incorrect. The man who did that is a great man who has now gone home to be with the Lord. His name is Roger Ailes. He was my boss at Fox News Channel. He created Fox News. He created the brand. He created the ethos that became Fox News Channel. And I remember years ago when Bill Shine, who went on to become Trump's comms director, Bill Shine was the number two under Roger Ailes. And Bill Shine sat me down one day. I was fairly green under the ears at Fox. And Bill said, you know, Starnes, there are not many people who think like we think in the building, talking about me and him and Roger and a great, great man named John Moody. And if you know anything about your Fox News history, John Moody, who wrote the definitive biography, by the way, of Pope John Paul II, was one of the great editors of Time magazine back in the day and a very good friend of mine. John Moody used to put out the daily memorandums. These are the big stories we need to be paying attention to today. And, of course, the left loved to, somebody would always leak the memos to the media, and they would go nuts over that kind of stuff. But it really helped define the kinds of stories we had to cover. But anyway, Shine sat me down one day. He said, Starnes, you know what's interesting? He says, if I had to guess, maybe, just maybe, out of the, what, 1,500, 2,000 people that worked at Fox, maybe 2% of those people actually share the conservative values that we share. Now, you just think about that for a moment. This was well over a decade ago that we had this conversation. It was in the second floor, the executive wing of the Fox News building, 1211 6th Avenue. And I remember sitting there and listening to Bill tell me the lay of the land. And he said, look, the problem is that while 2% of the people in this building would consider themselves to be conservative, when it comes down to people like you and me, people who believe in God and people who believe in faith and the sovereignty of America and our military, when it comes to those numbers, it's maybe 0.5% of the building. Now, this was a decade ago, and I remember that conversation like it happened yesterday, and here's the reason why. Because at that point, I thought to myself, well, what happens if you leave? What happens if Roger decides to retire? What happens then? And so when Roger was eventually tossed out over the whatever that scandal was, and I wasn't in the rooms, so I don't know what happened. But when all of that went down, I thought to myself, uh-oh. And I knew at that point, as soon as Roger was out the door, and then as soon as Bill Shine was out the door, that my time at Fox News Channel would be short-lived. And it turned out to be. It turned out to be a little bit longer than I thought, but at the end of the day, I'm no longer there. And the reason why is because there are really no true conservatives, people who think like you and I think. You see, I was a Fox News viewer before I was a Fox News employee. I was one of the few people there who did not go to an Ivy League school. One of the few people there who did not live in a place like Boston or New York City or Philadelphia. I was a Southerner, and I worked very hard to make sure that we brought other voices into the Fox News building during my time there. And I'm pretty proud of that. but it is no longer the same network. And many of you, maybe you've seen this in the programming. It's not necessarily a fakeness, but it's almost as if it's an act for some of the people you see on the news. Excuse me if you heard that noise. It was my big boot banging the anchor desk here. My apologies. So the question now is, Rupert Murdoch now stepping down. The guy was 92 years old, but he allowed Roger to run Fox News. And I will say this, that his sons are not conservatives. And what's even more disturbing, the wives of the sons are radical flaming leftists, and the wives hate Fox News Channel. And you know why they hate Fox News Channel? Because of all the cocktail parties. You see, they go to the New York City cocktail parties, and people are looking at them and staring at them and looking down their nose at them, and the wives can't stand that. See, Roger didn't care. You see, back when we were at Fox, we didn't enter the journalism contest. We didn't send our anchors to the late night shows. I was invited a number of times during my the left. They hated me, but they loved me because I was somewhat entertaining on the radio show. And I would get invitations. I must have gotten at least six invitations to be on Jon Stewart's show on the comedy network. And Fox refused to allow me to go. They're like, nope, not going to do it. Nope, nope, nope. Bill Maher invited me to come on his show three or four times during my, nope, can't do it. No way. Uh-uh, we're not letting, no, can't do it, Starnes. And that's the way it was. And Roger had this idea, this vision. It was us versus everybody else. He didn't want his people hobnobbing with CNN and ABC and NBC. You see, he understood that it was going to be an everlasting fight in the journalism world to make sure that we stayed conservative. Because if that goes unchecked, the natural shift is to the left. And especially when the only people you're hiring are people that are left-wing, that are liberal. And you're starting to see that come out of a lot of people now. People that you thought, and you've seen this on Fox and Friends, where it's clearly there are some anti-Trump people on Fox and Friends. And the reason why is because they hid their true feelings, because Roger would not allow that to happen. And so now you're getting to see people for who they really are. And it's causing a lot of angst in the building. And that's why you've had all these people leaving. So the question now is, how long is Fox going to last in its current iteration? And is Fox even relevant? And maybe that's the question you can, I mean, do you still watch Fox? Are you getting your marching orders from Fox News? Or have you gone somewhere else? And there's a lot of confusion right now in the conservative world. And there's a lot of anger because a lot of people feel betrayed by Fox. But I'm telling you, there's some really rock solid people in that building. I will say right out of the gate, you've got Shannon Bream, who's incredible. Waters is doing a good job in the evening time. You've got Matt Finn and Bill Malugin on the journalism side, and they're doing a really good job. And, well, that's almost about it. There aren't that many. I mean, Hannity is Hannity. They're giving him the talking points, and if you listen to the radio show, you've got the TV show and vice versa. So I guess Hannity's doing a good job. I mean, he's still, you know, toeing the line. But do you still value Fox News? Is it still relevant? Is Fox News still relevant? But I'm telling you, one of two things is about to happen. Fox News, now that Lachlan Murdoch is in charge, so the son is now in charge, one of two things is going to happen. They are either going to start laying more people off. And by the way, there have been a lot of layoffs at Fox News that you're not hearing about. So they're cutting a lot of fat, and that tells me one of two things. They're either about to move further to the left, or they're getting ready to sell Fox News Channel. It's one of two things. Already talk out there, scuttlebutt, that maybe Elon Musk may be in the market. I'm not sure he can afford it after that fiasco with Twitter, because Twitter right now is an absolute mess. And by the way, conservatives, I was talking to Sean Davis last night on Twitter about this. Conservatives are being censored now more so than ever under Elon's leadership. So that, I don't know. But we're going to find out about this. It's a big deal because Fox is really the predominant voice. I mean, Newsmax is making gains, and they're doing a heck of a great job. They're bringing over people from Fox, and they're in the fight. And I love what's happening at Newsmax. But the reality is, when you look at the ratings, a majority of the country still watches Fox News. It is the top conservative, and it is the top cable news channel in all of TVdom. So anyway, I got to take a break here. We'll take your calls on that. Is Fox News still relevant, or are you going back to talk radio, which is really where the conservative movement was actually birthed? And maybe it's time that people go back to the roots. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Again, write this number down, 844-747-8868. You can also, if you download our app, you can send us a shout-out. You can, all the instructions are there, super simple, but you got to download our app, and you can do that over at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to do a deep dive on what's happening down in Eagle Pass, Texas. A state of emergency has been declared. This is a town of about 29,000 people, and folks, they've had almost 15,000 illegal aliens cross the border into Eagle Pass in just the past 5 days. So the city is literally overrun. We're going to get into that in just a moment. I want to go to the phone, so 844-747-8868. Joe in Arkansas wants to weigh in on Fox News. Hi, Joe. What you got for us?
Hey, Todd, I'll try to be brief. Me and my wife have watched Fox News shows going, you know, since the early 2000s, pretty much everything from morning to evening. And we've gotten to where the only thing we watch now is Fox and Friends in the morning, and we can't stand that. That's the reason I called. If Newsmax would come on 30 minutes earlier, that would be our show, because we both have to get around and go to work. But I agree with you. There's been a massive shift at Fox.
And you know what's sad about Fox and Friends? I don't think those people are friends anymore.
No.
You can feel it when you watch that show.
Yeah. If you look on each side of the couch, there's definitely a problem there.
Yeah, that's it. So. That's it. There's something.
If you got any pull, the guys at Newsmax, try to get them to come on 30 minutes earlier. That'd make me and my wife happy.
Joe, I'm texting Chris Ruddy. He's the owner of Newsmax. In the commercial break, I'm going to text him and say, Joe from Arkansas says, crank that show up 30 minutes early.
Outstanding. Thanks, Todd.
All right. You got it, Joe. Appreciate you listening to us. And I want to give a shout out to all of our great listeners out there in Arkansas. By the way, I have to apologize. We were supposed to be in North Carolina this weekend, a huge Faith and Freedom celebration. And my apologies with the leg, had to cancel. And then I was from North Carolina to Los Angeles, and I was supposed to be speaking at a big conference up there over there. And we're just not able to do it. So we're gonna try to make good on it once I'm up on two legs. So my apologies again. All right, our number 844-747-8868. This story coming out of the border is just absolutely insane. Also, we're going to touch base on what happened with the hearings over Merrick Garland yesterday. Congressman Thomas Massey tore the Attorney General a new one. And we're going to be talking to the congressman coming up a little bit later in the program. Also, St. Jude Hospital, you're not going to believe this. They were firing nurses and other staff who refused to get the clot shot. And one of those nurses is filing a lawsuit. We're going to be talking to her and her lawyers. And again, your telephone number, your telephone calls as well. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. Come on, America. You know what day it is. You know we got to sing it. Here we go now. Do you remember that day in September? Come on, baby. Wait, is this the instrumental version? Come on, Dylan. You're killing me here. I'm not going to sing. This is like karaoke.
I'm copyright trying to be avoiding that.
Really? So we're not allowed to actually play the actual song?
We might be. I don't know. I got to look into the rule book.
Come on. We got
wanted to be safe.
Well, okay. Better safe than sorry. So, anyway, can we play it again? I love that song. Oh, we got the whole song. Here we go. I'm trying to. When do we start the body yas, body yas?
That was it. You just missed it.
Ba da da. Okay, I can't do it.
There it is. There.
Is it ba do? Is it ba do ba do ba do ba da? Yabba dabba doo. No, that's Flintstones. All right. Can we get Earth, Wind, and Fire on the phone? We'll take Earth. Earth and Fire. They're cool. All right. Okay, that was weird. Yeah, it's September 21st. Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate that. Before we get to what's happening at the border, I want to go to the phones here. We've got Greg in Baltimore, Maryland. Greg, I know you want to talk about Fox News. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Mr. Starnes. What an honor it is to speak to you, sir. I listen to you every day.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I actually misspoke. I told your call screener I was from Baltimore. I'm actually from a little town north of Baltimore called Jarrettsville, Maryland. So I just wanted to clear that up.
Well,
I think you're
an honest man, Greg. So thank you. And we appreciate you clearing that up.
Thanks, Mr. Starnes. Hey, I lost all hope with Fox, and I'm sure you remember this. Monday, Tucker had the January 6th tapes. You tuned in Tuesday, and he was talking about something completely different. And I couldn't wait for 8 o'clock that night on Tuesday to see what he had next. And, you know, they just pulled the rug out from under him, and I'm like, yep, I'm done. You know, it was that quick. It took me about 15 minutes to realize he wasn't going to play the tape anymore, and I was just like, they're finished.
Yeah,
that's when I knew they were done.
You know, Greg, it's moments like that that I think a lot of people's eyes were opened. And to this day, we have yet to see those videos. Even the Republicans don't want to release them.
I don't know why. You know, we're all over 18. Can't we just be adults?
It's a great question. And I'm curious, have you checked out Newsmax? Are you watching any other conservative TV? Or are you listening to more of talk radio?
Well, the Wednesday after he didn't play the tapes on Tuesdays when I started watching Newsmax religiously. So, yes, sir, I have switched.
Well, we're going to have some, Greg, we're going to have some news about Newsmax coming up. I can't spill the beans, but I think, you know, I'm very excited about the direction that network is heading in. And I think they understand the Fox audience more than the Fox News executives understand the Fox audience.
Well, they definitely have me as a viewer, and I hope you get well soon, sir.
Well, you're kind to say that, Greg. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And I want to say hello to all of our great listeners over at WCBM in Baltimore. I know they carry our show a little bit earlier in the morning, but we're hoping to get to that noon to three slot one of these days. So, Greg, thank you very much. All right, can we talk about what's happening at the border? This is just absolutely insane. And my good buddy, and again, there are a couple of good folks over at Fox, some great reporters. Bill Malugin's one of them, and he came out of the L.A. affiliate there in Los Angeles and now works for the network. And Bill is out there at the border, and some of the videos that are coming out from Eagle Pass, Texas, are incredibly alarming. And I just want to say flat out here that if the Republicans do not stand up to Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell and pull all funding from these agencies that are trying to destroy our nation, then what's the point? There's no need to have a Republican Party. So the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, has declared a state of emergency. We have the videos up on our website, and you got to watch them. I will describe them to the best of my ability, but you got to watch these videos where you just have miles and miles of men, military-aged men, coming across the border. Now, there had been some razor wire that had been erected along the border around Eagle Pass. The Biden administration ordered that the razor wire be taken down. And so we've got video. We had the actual video of government agents cutting the razor wire. And when they did, it's sort of like when you take the plug out of the bathtub and the water starts to swirl. There was just a rush of illegals across the border. Over the past several days, they're estimating that as many as 15,000 to 20,000 people have crossed the border into Eagle Pass. And here's the concern. The actual population of American citizens in Eagle Pass is 29,000. And the mayor there is saying, we've been overrun. We cannot function. We have chaos. We have anarchy. There are actual parts of Eagle Pass that have been taken over by the illegals, and American citizens are not even allowed in because a lot of these guys are members of the drug cartels. And Bill Malugin says it's something he has never seen. He's in all of his years covering the border. Now, I want to ask you a question about this because you've heard the people on the TV. Well, they're just precious little souls, and they may not speak English, and they may not know who we are, but we have to open our arms because Lady Liberty says, give us your tired and your hungry and your poor huddled masses yearning to be free. And so we just have to welcome these people into America. They're fleeing unimaginable violence and chaos and carnage from their native lands. And by natives, Todd, I don't mean anything disrespectful to the indigenous people of America. Those are not the natives of which I speak. But these people have fled because they feared for their lives and they want to live free in America. Well, that's all well and good. But I have a question to ask. If, in fact, all of these military-age illegal men, and all of them are men, if, in fact, these military-aged illegals, all men, fled their homelands to escape persecution and to escape tyranny, why did they leave the wives and kids back home? Why aren't they with the men? Right? I mean, if it's so bad and if it's so god-awful, why is it that they left the women and the children behind? So not only are we now dealing with a full-on invasion of America, but now we are dealing with an occupation of our country. And this just coming in from CNN, the most profane name in news. The Biden administration has announced relief for Venezuelans. And here's what they're going to do. They are now going to expand humanitarian relief to Venezuelans who have already crossed our borders. And they're going to make hundreds of thousands of people eligible for work permits in America. Do you understand what's happening? So now hundreds of thousands of illegals are going to be eligible for benefits courtesy of your tax dollars, and they're going to be getting jobs that are meant for American citizens. According to Mayor Eric Adams, he is very upset with the Biden administration. He's urged the White House to do this, to expedite work authorizations for the illegals arriving in his city so they can get jobs. So here we are. Are you ready for this? Department of Homeland Security. That's the one led by the Homeland Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas. So Alejandro says that around 472,000 illegal Venezuelans will now be eligible for this taxpayer support. By the way, is now a good time to remind you of something? The Republicans in charge of the House of Representatives have yet to impeach this man. So I hope you understand what's happening in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, you understand that the Democrats hate our country. And Barack Hussein Obama, this goes back to Obama. Barack Hussein Obama promised to fundamentally transform America, right? So that was his promise. And a lot of people thought, okay, 8 years, he's done. No, he's not done yet. Now, we know he's pulling the strings for the Biden administration. We get that, all right? But this goes far beyond that. This goes to the heart of the deep state and the root of the rot in this country. So what Obama is trying to do is to destabilize America. That's what he wants to do. You see, he has to destabilize America before they can rebuild America. And we are in the destabilization of America process right now. How are they doing that? You've got to have millions and millions of people flooding into the country. Ladies and gentlemen, right outside of Houston, Texas, you may not be aware of this, right outside of Houston, Texas, there is actually an illegal immigrant city, a tent city that's been built. It's the size of Washington, D.C. It looks like something you would see in a war-torn refugee country where people are crossing the border and they're having to live in tents. As a matter of fact, the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, was talking about this. It's called Colony Ridge, and we're going to play this audio in a moment. But understand this. So you get all these, you get millions and millions of illegals crossing the border. That's destabilizing many towns and cities and counties and states in the country. That's leading to even more lawlessness. You have mayhem. Nobody's being charged with any crimes. And sooner or later, it's going to get so bad that something is going to happen. People are going to respond. And it will be so bad. Martial law will have to be implemented. And at that point, ladies and gentlemen, all bets are off. But this is part of a destabilization effort. That's what's going on here. So these things are not just isolated incidents. It's happening in one fell swoop. I'll give you a quick example before we play this audio here. In Santa Ana, California, city leaders there are deciding whether or not to give illegal aliens the right to vote in Santa Ana, California. You know how that's going to go. All right, here is the Lieutenant Governor on this tent city for illegals in Texas. Cut 8.
Governor Patrick, I asked for listener input, and the number one question I got, I'm looking at, is probably 30 emails out of the first 50 that came in within about 3 minutes after I said that. Colony Ridge, this is a big issue. Are the cartels involved in this? It's a development outside of Houston. I don't know if it's made it to your desk yet. But it's an illegal alien settlement, and people are very, very concerned. It's been profiled nationally now. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's the Plum Creek subdivision. I'm very aware of it, and it was interesting when I was campaigning last year on my bus tour. I kind of wrapped up in that area. And I was not familiar with it. I'd heard about it, but was not very familiar. And I talked with the law enforcement over there, and they were telling me what a huge problem that is. And it is very interesting you say that, because I'm going to ask, once I get a little bit more legal foundation on this to see what we can do, I'm going to ask Governor Abbott to look at addressing some of these issues in the special session, if we can. It may be too soon to get a legal opinion. I'm going to talk to, now that Paxton's back on the job, I'm going to reach out to him today. I had this massive complex of people here illegally creating their own city, just north of Houston, it's just unacceptable how it's been laid out. Again, it's a private development, so we have to look at how we deal with this. But we can't have entire cities of people who have come here illegally with basically no law enforcement. In some cases, I'm told no running water. It's a very dangerous place to be. This is not what America was built on, and this is why the Joe Biden policy of open borders has to end. Like, real quick, I was on Laringham last night, and I gave these numbers. By the time Biden has finished his first 4 years, he will have let in somewhere between 11 and 15 million people illegally. We apprehend 2 million a year. Another million got away, so over 4 years, that's 9. We apprehend everybody. You know, law enforcement thinks we get one for one. That would be 8 million, but let's be conservative. Let's say another 4 million get in we didn't see and didn't catch. That's 12 million people on top of the 25 to 30 million people who are already here. So you're talking about 10 to 15% of our entire population in America being here illegally. A lot of them uneducated, bad health. They don't know our foundation, don't know our history. This is a takeover of our country by the Marxist left, who are behind Joe Biden as president.
Again, he's absolutely right. It is an absolute Marxist takeover of the country. And that's coming from B.H. Obama himself. That's what's going down here. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got a lot to get through today here, folks. Also, some big election news. We're going to tell you all about that. President Trump now demanding that Congress step in and start defunding all of these people, all of these woke programs that are coming after him. But Kevin McCarthy will not do it. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You know, I want to say something about Kevin McCarthy here for just a moment. And Matt Gaetz is really catching a lot of heat. But, folks, we have got to hold people's feet to the fire here. The border is the most pressing issue that we've got nationally as a nation. If we do not have secure borders, we do not have a secure nation. We do not have a sovereign nation. But going down the list here, Kevin McCarthy promised to vote on term limits, has not happened. Promised to vote on a balanced budget, has not happened. Promised to have a plan to have individual appropriations bills considered, has not happened. Still has not released all of the January 6th tapes. He promised to do it, did not happen. And by the way, not a single member of the Biden administration has been subpoenaed. Hunter Biden, no subpoena. President Biden, no subpoena. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, is it time to call for a vote to vacate the chair? If Kevin McCarthy's not going to live up to the promises he made, should he go?
Is it time to bring somebody else in who can do the job? I mean, this is insane. You know, Kevin McCarthy is talking about how this has been the most productive Congress in modern history. I'd like to see the evidence of that. The only thing I see are Democrats getting every single thing they want, and the American people, and especially America First conservatives, getting screwed. I mean, was that the plan after all? Is that what McCarthy was up to? I mean, this is bonkers insane. And again, why is it that we are still funding these agencies that are going after conservatives? Why is it that we are allowing any money at all to be given to the Justice Department? They are targeting pro-lifers. They're targeting senior citizens who are evangelical Christians. They're targeting Roman Catholics, infiltrating the Catholic Church. And Kevin McCarthy says, yeah, we got to keep funding that. And if we don't, well, we might lose our elections. Well, I got news for Kevin and his ilk. They may very well be out of jobs if they don't do what they promised Republicans. All right, we got to scoot out of here. Hey, we're just getting started, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's it. American
Ride. Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Wow, we've got a lot to get through in this hour of the program. Want to remind you, and man, do we need your help here. We are in pre-launch mode of the new book project coming out in March, by the way, but pre-orders are starting now, and we would love for you to pre-order a copy of my brand new book coming out from Simon & Schuster, a great publishing house, Post Hill Press. They're just fine, fine people. The name of the new book is called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And President Trump has written the foreword for the book. And we're starting to get endorsers. We understand Congressman Jim Jordan has endorsed the book, Pastor Robert Jeffress, Pastor Jack Hibbs. So we're really excited about the folks that have read the book and are really getting behind this project. And I just need your help here. Again, we don't have the power of Fox News anymore. So we're going to have to rely on the grassroots efforts of our vast radio listening audience. And so I want you to go to Amazon.com and pre-order a copy or two of Twilight's Last Gleaming. And or you can just type in my name at Amazon and all of my books will pop up there. This is number 8 for me, and I'm really excited about this project. And that really ties into the story I want to start off with. This is a bit of breaking culture war news. So a few days ago on the show, we had the editor-in-chief of the Auburn University Plainsman. Remember her? This great young lady, a born-again Christian, and she's the editor of the student newspaper. Do you realize how rare that is on a public university campus, even in the Deep South? But she covered this amazing story at Auburn where a revival has broken out among the students. And they had a huge worship service on campus. About 4,000 or 5,000 people turned out. a number of young people accepted Christ, and so they converted to Christianity. In the Baptist vernacular, they got saved. And so after the service, many of these students wanted to be baptized, because if you are of the Baptist or Protestant faith tradition, you know that the first act of obedience is to get baptism. It's a public affirmation of your faith. For Presbyterians, for example, they set up water sprinklers on the front lawn and you just run through, everybody gets sprinkled. But for the Baptist, we got to get dunked, because we got to make sure all the sin gets washed away, if you will. So anyway, I'm going to get so many calls. So anyway, Coach Hugh Freeze, who's the new football coach, he was at Liberty University, and Coach Freeze, a believer, a fellow brother in the Lord, and he was on hand. So he was out there in the lake. They went down to the campus lake, and Coach Bruce Pearl, who used to be the UT Vols men's basketball coach back in the day, so he's the head coach down there at Auburn now, and the assistant baseball coach, Butch Thompson, the guys get down in the lake, and man, these kids they're getting into the water, and they're dunking them. Look, let me tell you something. If you're a Christian and you get saved and you tell a Baptist that you want to get baptized, you better buckle up, because you're going under. I mean, they're going to dunk you. I remember when I got dunked in a pond. Many of our listeners in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM radio, remember Byhalia, Mississippi, the great metropolitan area. They used to have a big summertime revival tabernacle out there, and it was a wood structure. I don't know if it's still there. You know, that area is starting to grow now, but there wasn't much there. But they had these summertime revival meetings, and they would have the gospel singing quartets, and you'd be sitting there eating your banana pudding, and they'd be singing Little Talk with Jesus, and when the bass singer hits those rock bottom notes, your banana pudding just starts to shimmy a little bit, like a little jiggle, like jello. I mean, those were great times, and man, they'd be singing, and it'd be dark as all get out, and then the fireflies or the lightning bugs will come out. And so I got baptized under those lightning bugs in a little pond out there. I was just a little fella, but I was a hellion. I wasn't the spawn of Satan like some of these leftists out there, but I was a rabble-rouser back in my first grade years. But I can tell you this, Mama went over to the preacher and she said, "You dunk that boy twice, make sure all that sin gets washed away. Dunk him again." Anyway, I digress. So the coach was out there and they're baptizing the kids, and it's an incredible scene. I mean, this ought to be national news that something good is actually happening on the campus of Auburn University. I mean, even the folks in Alabama were hollering, "Roll Tide!" That's a miracle. So then the Freedom from Religion Foundation gets wind of all of this, and we've told you about these people. They are a radical hate group. They hate you Christians. They're atheist, and they're very bad people. And so they have fired off a threatening letter now to Auburn University, and they are demanding that Auburn must put a stop to religion in its athletic departments. So they're enraged that the coaches were involved in the baptizing of these kids. They wrote a nasty letter. "Auburn University is a public university, not a religious one. It is inappropriate and unconstitutional for a university employee to use their university position to organize, promote, and participate in a religious worship event." This is their attorney, Chris Line, sleazeball, writing this. "These ongoing and repeated constitutional violations at the university create a coercive environment that excludes those students who don't subscribe to the Christian views being pushed onto players by their coaches." All right, for the record, nobody's pushing anything on anybody. These are grown kids, right? They're adults. They make their own decisions. And if a kid wants to get saved, that's their decision. If a kid wants to get baptized, that's their decision. And if they want the coach to baptize them, then praise God, I think that's their decision. But these atheists are a vicious bunch of people. And they're demanding that the university take immediate action. And they're just vile.
Auburn University. They hired these people as coaches, not religious leaders.
Okay. Jeez, hello. They're calling it an abuse of power. Really? Is that true? Is baptizing a college kid an abuse of power? So they're going to try to sue Auburn. That's what they're laying the groundwork here. So my question, ladies and gentlemen, do you have a problem with this? Do you think the coaches crossed the line by helping baptize these kids? Curious to hear your thoughts on this. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, on that note, I have to share this with you. This is great. So the atheist also got upset at a school in California, Adelanto High School. So a girl goes into the bathroom and she goes into the girls' room of this high school and gets triggered. And at first, my first thought was, oh gosh, so was the girl a girl, or was the girl is someone who identifies as a girl, but she's really a boy? That was my first thought, but that wasn't it. So this school actually has a girl's bathroom. And so the girl walks into the bathroom, and I thought, whoa, well, she got triggered. Maybe somebody didn't flush. Woo-wee! Get the Febreze! No, that wasn't it. It turns out that somebody had posted a religious message inside the bathroom. And as soon as I saw the message, I laughed, because I see these at Hobby Lobby the four times I've been to Hobby Lobby. And here's what the sign said. Wash your hands and say your prayers, because Jesus and germs are everywhere. It's as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, they got that at Hobby Lobby. So anyway, the student got triggered. And I don't know, at first it wasn't clear. Okay, does a student have a problem with good hygiene? No, that wasn't it. It was the Lord. She got triggered by Jesus. Or, as the Pentecostal television evangelists say, Jesus. Anyway, the atheist group has now gotten involved. I tell you, these freedom of religion people are not only just evil, but they're filthy. They don't even believe in proper hygiene. And now they're all riled up and they're threatening the school. They say the sign violates the so-called separation of church. Again, Pentecostal, and state. I'm going to get so much hate mail today. I'm starting a religious war on the Todd Stearns radio program. So anyway, they said, hey, look, this sign violates the law. You're not allowed to have the sign telling people to wash their hands and say their prayers, because it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, it violates the separation of church and state. By the way, no such thing in the Constitution. Not at all. So the school district, instead of telling the Freedom From Religion Foundation to take a flying leap, they complied, and they removed the sign. So there you go. Nobody likes dirty hands, except the atheist. Now I want to go back and say one more thing. We're going to take a break here. I want to go back and say something here about these atheists. The ones that have a problem with the coaches baptizing the children in the lake, they might want to be very careful about the direction they're taking in their life, because they may very well find themselves being dunked in the lake of fire in the hereafter. The more you know, America. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I will even take a call from atheist heathens today, because I'm in a good mood. It could be the drugs I'm hopped up on, but I'm in a good mood, America. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, the AP is also saying that Auburn University, they've got to fire the chaplains. So they say that chaplains, a public university, not allowed to have any kind of chaplains. Do you agree or disagree with that, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Kimmy is on the line from WSIC in North Carolina. Hi, Kimmy. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Well, I had a question with the Auburn University. Did he do this on his own time, or was it during school hours? Because if it was on his own time, they have no say in it, correct?
Now, that's a good point. So you're asking, so let's say it's football. They're in the middle of the football game. The Auburn, it's the Tigers, right? Here's what, can I just say, let me put you on pause for a moment, Kimmy. I'm getting off on a tangent. Here's what concerns me and confuses me about Auburn. They're the Tigers, but their mascot's a war eagle. It makes no sense. And I don't even understand. I'm still trying to understand the elephant and the roll tide. So I thought when I was a kid, I thought, wow, who names a football team after laundry detergent? I didn't know. my apologies, Kimmy. But so to your point, you're asking, did Coach Freeze stop the football game and go back into the locker room and baptize people? On the clock.
Well, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I got an answer for you. This was done off the. It was done off the clock after hours.
Well, then nobody has a say in it whatsoever. And beside that, why does the opposing side, the atheist, think that their viewpoint is the only one that matters?
Well, because, right. That's right, because they believe this country was founded by man and not by God. And they believe that God has no place in America.
Yeah, that's a horrible viewpoint. But back to the point where he did it on his own time, then they have absolutely no say in it whatsoever. And so why does the school telling him that he can no longer do that?
It is a great question, Kimmy, and I suspect this could be heading to a lawsuit because I don't think the school's going to back down here. I don't think Coach Freeze is going to back down. I don't think the others are as well. But we'll have to see if the university will actually back up their coaches here.
Yes, right. And I hope that they do. You know, praise God.
Amen.
I hope he does.
Amen.
So, all righty. Well, have a blessed day.
All right. You too, Kimmy. Appreciate that. So now I got all the Christians after me. I've got the SEC football. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good here today. Yeah, just we still have a long ways to go. 90 minutes left in the show. By the way, I got to play some audio here. This is great. Mark Robinson. He is the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, and he is running for governor. Mark is a very dear friend. We've gotten to know each other over the years, and he is the real deal. You know how he got into politics? This is great. He was upset over a Second Amendment issue there in his town, went before the council, and they didn't answer any of his questions and treated him like garbage. And so the guy got involved in politics. Now he's lieutenant governor. It's great. He's just a regular guy. Anyway, he's also a great preacher, too. And a lot of people are saying he could be a great running mate for Donald Trump. I want you to listen to what he has to say about gender. Cut 14.
Here's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now. trying to write fear. So I said, they can't. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how many people got triggered by that? I like the guy. And by the way, he is the real deal. How he speaks in that pulpit is how he speaks in real life. It's not anything that's made up. It's not anything that's contrived. He is a deep man of faith, and that really does play into everything he believes in politically. So I'm curious, as we're talking about possible VP candidates here, do you think that Mark Robinson might actually be a better fit as a vice presidential candidate? Because I'm telling you, he's not afraid of anybody. And this is the style. This is the brand of Republican that we need going forward. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are at war right now. And we are not at war with the Democrat Party. We are at war with radical progressives who want to fundamentally transform our nation. They want to destroy our republic. So Republicans need to be on a wartime footing. We need to be fighting like our nation depended on it. And folks, I'm telling you, people like Mark Robinson, he gets it. He's a fighter. All right, what say you? 844-747-8868. We're going to the phones coming up next.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, let's head over to Greensboro, North Carolina. Eric is listening to us on our great affiliate over there, WSJS. Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hey, hello. I just wanted to talk to you about the Auburn coach situation. And the question I have is, if the Kaplan comes in there, is the job description or the qualification of a chaplain is to give prayer, and also a part of it is possibly give baptism. So if he is invited by athlete or a coach, that's a part of his job description. He's qualified to do that. And with it, if it's a part of the school or not, it's still a qualification. And they should have the right to get a qualified person to do that.
You know, Eric, that's a good point. Did you ever play sports when you were in high school?
Yes, I did.
Did you ever, and I don't know, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking, Eric?
I'm 59.
All right. So, yeah, you're a few years older than I am. But I remember when I started out as a journalist, my first job was being a sports reporter. And I remember being in locker rooms right before games, and there would be a local minister who would be invited in to deliver a prayer, you know, with the team. And it was usually, you know, they just kind of alternated. Nobody ever made a big deal about it. But, you know, this is really part of football as far back as I can remember.
Well, we had a fellowship Christian athlete who was a representative or a minister would come in before a game and say a prayer. And that was done all the time. And I did that at college also. Our college team did that also. And that was something that we asked and wanted. So that was a part of a description of that group also, that they would give prayer or whatever was spiritually needed, if the athletes wanted to talk to the person about that.
Well, exactly. And yet now you've got groups like FCA, which are very mainline groups. Now they're being considered, hate groups by a lot of these atheist organizations, Southern Poverty Law Center, and they're trying to get even groups like the FCA kicked off of campuses. And it shows you how far gone our country is, Eric, when, you can't even have an organization like that. Meanwhile, if you want to identify as a cast iron skillet, guess what? You're going to have a sexual identity club on your campus before the end of the day.
Well, that, and they're trying to ban us from our beliefs, and we are forced to actually follow their beliefs. So in a way, it's like the scale is not equal.
1,000% accurate there. Eric, got to run. Appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. Love all of our great listeners out there, folks, in Winston-Salem and Greensboro and High Point, North Carolina. So what's your take on this? And also, Mark Robinson, and especially you folks in North Carolina, he's being talked about, Mark Robinson, being talked about as a possible VP pick for Donald Trump. Would that be a good thing? Would you like to see Mark Robinson? And would he be an effective vice president? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, this is what I love about Trump. Our buddy Jack Posobiec reminding us that Donald Trump, remember France, they were threatening to put tariffs on American-made goods. And Trump said, hey, look, you know what? You're free to do whatever you want to do over there. But here's the deal. You tax one American French fry, and I'm going to slap 100% tariff on every bottle of French wine that comes into this country. And guess what happened? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Your American French fries are not costing you $30. Thank you, Mr. President. So yesterday I mentioned Merrick Garland. Our good friend Congressman Thomas Massie raised some very important issues, and one of them was about the numbers of agents that were present on January the 6th. Now, I have been very intrigued by this issue because the FBI is hiding something from us. And the latest news, by the way, they're saying, we really don't know how many people. We don't know how many of our agents. We don't know how many of our assets were there at J6. Well, how is that possible? How is that humanly possible not to know? Cut number six.
I said, how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol, and how many went into the Capitol? Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh, last time, you don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. If there were any, I don't know how many. I don't know whether there are any.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any. You want to say that again, that you don't know that there were any?
I have no personal knowledge of this matter. I think what I said last time.
You've had 2 years to find out. And the day, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there, yet you've got the guy on video who's saying go into the Capitol. He's directing people to the Capitol before the speech ends. He's at the site of the first breach. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it.
Yeah, I'm not buying it either. Now, maybe we need to frame the question differently. Maybe we should be asking the FBI, how many people in that crowd were not FBI agents? I want to throw this out there, ladies and gentlemen. What if What if the reason why we're not getting any straight answers from these people is because this ultimately was an FBI operation, much like the so-called attempted kidnapping of the governor of the governor of Michigan, right? All those guys were eventually acquitted because it turned out to be an FBI planned and carried out plot. So what if is it possible that by and large, most of the people that did all of the dirty work, the people that were breaking in the doors and the windows, the people that were causing the mayhem were in fact FBI agents or FBI assets? Is that possible? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Charles in Hendersonville, North Carolina. WHKP, great radio station, wants to weigh in on Mark Robertson. Hey, Charles, what you got for us?
Well, Todd, first, thank you for taking my call. I really enjoy your program immensely.
Thank you, sir.
I had the opportunity to sit and talk with Mark about a month and a half ago, prior to one of his fundraisers, and really felt like I got to know what kind of man he is. He's genuine. He means what he says. And in our conversation, I told him, I said, Mark, I think you need to forget about the governor's mansion and look at the White House. And his response was he didn't feel like he was ready to go that far yet, but he was not opposed to the idea either.
Well, it's, you know, I think he would be a great leader. I've gotten to know him for over the past 4 years or so now, and I mean, I like everything I see. And Charles, let me ask you this about Mark Robinson: has he delivered on all of his campaign promises?
Everyone that he promised he would do, he has done that has not been stopped by forces out of his control.
Well, I mean, there you go. And you can't ask a man much more than that.
Absolutely. And when you listen to him talk, you hear what his concerns are. And his concerns are for the people, the residents. The people that live here in North Carolina, he wants to make sure that the people of North Carolina are taken care of first. And in that, you can sense that it doesn't stop at the borders of North Carolina, but it encompasses the entire United States.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, Charles, I appreciate that good word. And folks, pay attention to Mark Robinson. He is a man on the rise. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. President Trump leading in the polls. By the way, Ron DeSantis now in fifth place in the New Hampshire polls. The guy is dropping like a rock. Even Fox News had a poll which they're calling the decline of DeSantis. But Trump is blowing it away, running and gunning, as they say. Only one network, though, is actually covering President Trump's live events, and that is Newsmax. Millions of people making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news that you can trust. I watch it all the time. President Trump watches it all the time. I start the night, 7 o'clock, Rob Schmidt, and Rob is exposing the Biden impeachment truth every day. All this week, he's looking at the Biden money trail and the tens of millions that went to the Biden crime family syndicate. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. And by the way, if your cable operator does not carry Newsmax, just give them a call and demand it. And don't forget to download the Newsmax app on your iPhone and your Android. It's absolutely free and you can watch anytime. Get the Newsmax app now, get Newsmax at home, and make the switch.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Randolph White retired from his job at the paper mill in Georgetown 10 years ago. He lives in this house with his wife in a very rural area of Williamsburg County. He loves living about 2 miles away from where he grew up. Normally, it's pretty quiet, but on Sunday afternoon,
I was in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle. I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. In my whole house, yo.
May I just say that Southerners, and of course that gentleman is describing what happened when the F-35 went down over South Carolina. Southerners make the best eyewitnesses to crimes and disasters. If a tornado hits your town, you better believe if you're a reporter, you're going to the first trailer park you can find. Because you know, you just know that somebody's going to be there and they're going to be giving you the what for. Good for you, sir. Hide your children, hide your wife. All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to D in Gainesville, Georgia. WDUN, our great radio station there. Hi, D, what's on your mind?
I'm just listening to all these people that calling in, and you're talking about people better get ready, or they don't know when their time's coming to leave this world, and you won't have another chance. And the Bible speaks that the rich man in hell is going to be begging for just one drop of water, and that means everybody else too. And this world is growing wickeder and wickeder every day, including Washington and old Biden and Obama. And I want to ask you, Obama, he was sending Biden and his boy to China, Russia, and Ukraine. How much money did he get? Biden and his boy got money, a pile of it. And how much did Obama get? I'd like to know. He's mixed up in it, too.
Dee, look, these are great questions you're raising.
But now, I know I have been saved. I know when God saved me, and I know where I'm going.
Come on now.
Thank you.
All right. So, you're preaching now, Dee.
Yeah. My husband was a preacher.
Wow.
He passed away.
Oh, dear.
And I'm still witnessing, telling people to get ready. Thank you so much, Mr. Stern.
Yes, ma'am, D. You're a good lady there. All right, thank you. Bye-bye now. A good lady there. D, the pastor's wife in Gainesville, Georgia. Let's go to Stephanie in North Carolina. All right, Stephanie, what's on your mind?
Hey there, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Stephanie, I'm on drugs today. I'm just going to be honest with you.
You and me both, my friend.
I'm a little... Oh, wait. You're doing drugs, too?
I'm on something. I don't know. Maybe it's just life. I don't know. But it's great.
Get high on life, Stephanie. That's what Nancy Reagan said.
So I just wanted to call in because I heard you talking about Mark Robinson, and I just think he's terrific. And I would love to see him be our VP. Finally, some common sense and some balance and some goodness in our White House. That would be phenomenal.
I love it. He would freak out the entire White House press corps. I think they would just sit stone silent for the rest of the term.
I agree. I don't think they'd know what to say to him. But he's so pure. And I think that's what would blow them out of the water.
That's it. Well, Stephanie, that's good to know. And again, I mean, you folks there in North Carolina, you would know. And I appreciate what another caller said. I just asked, did he deliver on his campaign promises? And he said, yeah, absolutely.
He does. Yeah, he does. He's awesome.
All right. Well, Stephanie, you keep getting high on life out there in North Carolina.
You bet. Love it here. So we're in good spirit.
All right.
You take care, Todd. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephanie. Good call. All right. Let's go to Tim. All right, Tim, I just have to ask you, tell me the town you're calling from.
Smeeds
Ferry.
Smee's Ferry, North Carolina. You've got to tell me.
No, sir. S-N-E-A-D-S.
Smeed's. Okay, I see. Smeed.
F-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, so you're calling from North Carolina.
He used to run the ferry.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, that makes sense. So it's his ferry, his town.
Yep.
All right.
We're the shrimp capital of North Carolina.
Oh, is that? Well, I need to know about that then, because I'm a big shrimp guy. Hey, I'm going to Red Lobster. There's going to be a shortage of shrimp by the end of it.
No, you don't want to go to Red Lobster. That's foreign farm-raised shrimp.
Wow, I'm even in trouble now. I'm just like really hacking off everybody today, aren't I, Tim? I'm just not doing a good job.
They're raised in sewer ponds.
Oh, geez, the Lou. Don't tell me. Uncle Walt, his fried shrimp? Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me that. All right. Look,
I'll get it to you right off the boat.
All right, Tim, we're going to have to figure this out because I love fresh shrimp. Real quick, we've got about 60 seconds here. Go for it, Tim.
Okay, Mark Robinson has been here, so he knows where it's at. What I want to talk about is separation of church and state. Wasn't that enacted so people wouldn't be murdered or killed and burned at the stake and prosecuted? So, you know, it really doesn't apply to schools. Nobody's forcing kids to do, you know, to stand on their hands unless they become a Christian. Or, you know, they're not being thrown off of buildings if they're not Muslim.
You know what? You're absolute, Tim, this is a great point you're making. And again, those words are not in the founding documents. They were written in a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote, not a part of the founding documents. But the whole point of it is you are free to practice your faith however you see fit. That's it. So there's nothing in the Constitution that would prevent a coach, a teacher, a student from engaging in their faith in the public marketplace or in school. So there you go. Tim, appreciate that call, and thank you. I'm looking forward to the shrimp. All right, so let's review. So far today, I have ticked off the Baptist and the Presbyterians and, the Pentecostals, shrimpers, and also the Alabama football program. So we're cooking with gas today, people. All right, got to take a break. Another full hour coming up. Congressman Thomas Massey's going to be here. And also, a new sponsor of the program, The Wellness Company. You're going to want to hear that interview coming up next.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour three of the big show. Wow. Busy day today. I hope you're doing well wherever you might be. And by the way, head over to the website. Actually, head over to Amazon.com and pre-order a copy of the new book coming out in March. But we're asking folks to pre-order now. And you can do that by going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you buy your book. So we would love for you to do that. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. So if we could jump back in time to the early days of the pandemic, the China virus pandemic, and many people around the country were getting fired because they were refused to get the clot shot. So the choice was you will either get this shot that could end up ending your life, and as we now know, many people have died as a result of getting the clot shot, or you lose your job. And a lot of people were put into a very difficult position, including our next guest. We are honored to have Lynn Kaiser, who has filed a religious discrimination lawsuit against St. Jude Children's Research Hospital right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Also on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is a good friend of this program, Ron Hackenberg from Pacific Justice Institute. Ron, Lynn, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Lynn, I want to start with you, and I want you to tell us what happened. So you were working at St. Jude. Tell us what happened that led to you losing your job.
Well, I was working in the IT department. That was a dream job for me. I was able to switch over to that department when we switched to a new software system. And this was in early 2021. And in a few months later, the vaccine mandate was announced, and we were given the option to apply for a religious accommodation, which I did. I had prayed about this and considered a lot of biblical principles and knew that this was taking the vaccine was not the right option for me. So I applied for the religious accommodation and followed their policy and procedure and received an email that my request for accommodation had been denied.
So at that point, your accommodation was denied. So what happened after that?
Well, shortly after that, I contacted Ron and told him discussed this with him. And he wrote a letter asking St. Jude to talk with me about why this request was not granted.
So, Ron, I want to bring you into the conversation here. Ron Hackenberg, an attorney for the Great Pacific Justice Institute. What are you guys now demanding of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital?
Well, we filed a lawsuit in federal court because, I went through a lot of my life, Todd, probably as many people have, thinking that St. Jude were the good guys. But as far as their administrators go, it's just appalling. They've been so callous in discharging Lynn, at 59 years of age, refusing to even talk to her and treating her in a discriminatory manner, and even going as far as filing misleading information with the courts to justify their actions. So we're going forward with this federal lawsuit.
Are you seeing this as being somewhat of an anomaly, or are other people around the country, Ron, facing a similar situation?
Outside of the filing of the misleading information, there are Pacific Justice has several hundred cases now in litigation all across the country. I have several other cases myself on the same issue.
So again, I want to just make sure this is clear for our listeners. She was ordered to either get that vaccine or lose her job.
Yes, and the important thing to know is that, the Civil Rights Act in 1964 requires that when an employee tells their employer that they have a sincerely held religious belief that keeps them from doing an assignment they've been given or something they've been told, they're to try to accommodate that employee. Well, they come out and said, without even talking to her, which is the EEOC guidelines, wants employers and employees to talk this thing out. We had three written requests to talk to them. They've refused. Over the past 2 years, we've tried to just get them to, just bring her back and give her back pay and go on with life. But they adamantly refused to do so. And now we found that they've even gone much further than that by filing information with the court that they could not interview Lynn's supervisor, telling us they didn't know how to find Lynn's supervisor. She's no longer with the company. And we found out why, because when we found her in a, let's say, a state in another part of the country, she told us that she gave at least three very simple ways they could have accommodated Lynn. And that's why they left her out of the process.
Wow.
Even though their own policy says you will interview the immediate supervisor, they refused to interview Lynn's supervisor, instead went to a manager that worked in another building to make the decision to have her fired.
And she was fired. So, right? So St. Jude fired her.
That's correct. Two years ago.
All right. Folks, St. Jude Children's Hospital, you either get the clot shot or you're going to lose your job. And Dylan, I want you to turn your microphone on, because earlier today we had another St. Jude worker call in, and I know you spoke to this individual, and what did she tell you?
Well, she was just inspired by the interview earlier this morning that she took, and she said that she quit her job and pursued other things. She's still in healthcare, but she's not working at St. Jude anymore.
So I suspect, thank you, Dylan, all that to say, Lynn, and that there are probably others that were in the same position you were in.
Yes, I imagine that there were.
And Ron, if people were in that situation, there may be people listening to us, and maybe they were forced out of their job, maybe they were fired from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. If they want to contact Pacific Justice Institute, how can they do that?
Well, they can go on our website at PJI for Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. But unfortunately, there are time limitations that you have to file with the EEOC and before you can file a civil lawsuit, and those time limits have probably expired.
Well, regardless of that, Ron, as an attorney, it seems to me that you guys would want to know if there are other people out there, you know, that St. Jude, you know, got rid of simply because they didn't want to get a shot that might, quite frankly, end their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have that information. We've got it through discovery, not their names, but we know how many people were fired for refusing to.
Oh, you do? So you've got that information. Do you mind sharing that with us? How many people at St. Jude were fired?
I don't have it right in front of me, but the number 53, I believe, sticks in my mind. I believe 19 of them had requested accommodation. I believe 53 were fired. And Lynn, if I got that wrong, you can correct me.
I don't have my numbers in front of me.
All right,
either.
So 53. All right, well, guys, we've got to leave it there. We are up against a hard break. That is shocking that many people at St. Jude were fired, but it sounds to me those are God-fearing patriots, and we appreciate you, Ron, and Pacific Justice Institute standing up for them. So God bless you.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, Lynn, God bless you as well. Best of luck to you in this lawsuit. And folks, if you are listening to us and maybe you are working at St. Jude, you're one of those people that got fired, we'd like to hear from you. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Robert in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. And Robert, I know you want to weigh in on this St. Jude story.
Well, Todd, back in the old days when you was a young fella, probably, I was getting a master's degree in the 1985, 86, 87 at university. It was Memphis State in my day, and I took some additional courses for licensure, and I did two in rehabilitation medicine. And instructors from the UT Medical School in Memphis were our instructors. And we talked about diseases. And I recall to this day, they said at St. Jude, they do research for more than just cancer. They do research on vaccines and MS, but they do it paid by the Center for Disease Control. So I smell a rat in this whole deal. They were on the government dole and fired the woman when she wouldn't comply.
And apparently, Robert, you heard the attorney there say more than 50 St. Jude workers lost their jobs for refusing to get that shot.
Yeah. What happened to freedom in America?
It's a great question.
Robert,
we are up against a hard break, but I appreciate that information because you're right. I think you're right to smell a rat. Something is not right there. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, again, the lawsuit has been filed, And we're going to keep tabs on this because everybody loves St. Jude. I mean, they do incredible work there. But to turn around and force your employees to get a shot that they did not want because of their religious beliefs, that's unacceptable. 844-747-8868 is our number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What do you call it here at the White House when 10,000 people illegally cross the border in a single day?
So what do you call it, Peter, when GOP puts forth a wait, no. No, 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 you can't.
Green?
I'm answering. Okay, we're going to move
You're
on.
Answering
no,
the
no, 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 no,
okay.
No, 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 we're moving on.
Green,
moving.
Please.
In the back.
You said you were stopping the flow
of
the border.
No, no, I tried to answer, Peter, okay. I tried to answer the question. You stopped me. Let's go.
All right, that just happened moments ago at the White House press room. KJP refusing to answer any questions about the border invasion. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line real quick. Honored to have with us from the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, Congressman Thomas Massie. And Congressman, we're going to get to your incredible questioning at the hearing yesterday. But first, I want to get your reaction to that. We've got 10,000 people invading an American town. People, they've declared a state of emergency. This is a full-on invasion of military-aged men.
It's insane, which is why on this in the spending package that we're talking about here in the House, you know, we're, 10 days away from the shutdown deadline. We're talking about adding the border security to it because we think this is an argument we can win if we can go out there and say, Joe Biden either is going to close the border or close the government. Which one does he want to do? If we attach the border security to force his hand, and this is the only time Congress has the ultimate leverage is in the power of the purse. We could pass a law, it's trying to push a string uphill, but if we get this into the funding, I think we could make him do it. And then he loses the argument among the Democrats and some of the Democrats and then the independents. Politically, we can win and it's good policy.
It's great policy. And we've got to do something here, Congressman. I mean, we're looking at millions and millions of people who have breached the border over the years. And we really don't know what's been coming across that border. I'm curious, are you confident that Republican leadership will enforce that and will insist that border security be added to the spending package?
Well, I hate these things where you kick the can down the road just 30 days, but the benefit of attaching this to a 30-day funding is that you can know, and 30 days later, if it ain't worked, then you do something else. So it's, as Reagan said, trust but verify. You only trust them for 30 days if you do a 30-day spending package with the border security attached to it.
The problem with that is we've seen that play out time and time again, and it never works out to the American people's benefit. And unfortunately, we've seen Republican leadership really get squishy. And
and the worst part of it, Todd, is if they kick the can down the road to right before Christmas, then they play on the emotions of the congressmen who want to go home. They've been stuck here for 3 months. They want to open presents with their kids and their grandkids, and they'll do things they wouldn't normally do. And that's why I've told Speaker McCarthy, whatever you do, do not do a CR that goes to the week before Christmas. I've seen that. I've been here 10 years, and I've seen that play 10 times. Let's do not do that. Now, if we do a CR, if we get stuck in the – that stands for continuing resolution. I shouldn't use congressional jargon. But if we just fund the government without making any changes, that's what a continuing resolution is. And they keep doing that. If they get to January 1st, there's an automatic 1% cut in all of the funding across the board, and that's one of the provisions I got inserted into the debt limit deal.
Congressman, if nothing else, just, you know, if you're talking to the speaker again, let him know. And our callers have been sending us emails, messages, phoning in. They're tired of the BS. And I mean, we have really got to take ownership of the majority that we have in the House of Representatives.
Absolutely. One of the things that's happening here in the House right now is we're sort of relitigating the speaker's race that happened in January. And I would say at this moment in time, we need to be fighting the Democrats, not each other. If we want to relitigate who the speaker should be, let's get through this. If the speaker succeeds, then he deserves to be the speaker. If he can't get us through this, then he doesn't. But let's don't hobble him while we're in the middle of this.
Has the speaker delivered on any of his promises that he made to get the votes that he needed?
Well, one of the promises was 12 separate bills, and that we would do separate votes on those, and we would have amendments, and it would be an open process, and anybody could offer amendments to the bills, even if you weren't on that committee, and you'd have to 3 days to read every bill. A lot of that has happened. People don't see that that's happened. This DOD bill that may come to the floor this week has 184 amendments on it. None of them increase the spending. They're all either to keep the spending the same or cut the spending. They were offered by rank and file members of Congress, and they'll all get a separate up or down vote. And everybody's had at least 3 days to read every bill since January started, which is something that's never happened in Congress. So the process is better than it's ever been in the 11 years I've been here. But I know that people don't care about process. They need results. And that's what we have to see. Is the process going to deliver results?
I appreciate the hard line of questioning that you and your colleagues delivered. And I wish, you know, unfortunately, our time is coming to a close here. But I just want to say thank you for holding Merrick Garland accountable. And Congressman, we just appreciate that. And I hope that that he will be held accountable eventually for weaponizing the Justice Department. I'll give you 10 seconds here.
There's a dual system of justice over there. If you're a Biden, you get a pass. If you're not, you don't.
Yep.
If you're Elon Musk and you expose the censorship complex that's going on, you get 2 federal investigations. If you're Mark Zuckerberg, yep, and spend $400 million trying to swing the election, you get a pass.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, there's an interesting story involving Senator Tumberville from Alabama. Speaking of Auburn, you know, he has been holding the line on these military promotions. And the problem here is that the military is promoting abortion. And Senator Tumberville says, no, not going to happen. Cut number five.
Democrats can't have it both ways. Either they can confirm these nominees through regular order, or they can stop complaining about acting officials. Democrats say this is a large backload of nominees. They say it would take a long time. Well, I agree. It's been a big backlog. But again, Chuck Schumer allowing the backlog to build up over 6 months is his fault. We could have been confirming one or two a week for the last 200 days. It would have taken us just 4 hours of voting each week. But we didn't do it. We took another angle of just sitting back and watching. Chuck Schumer refused again, again, and again. We don't have a lack of leadership in our military. We have a lack of leadership right here in the United States Senate. Despite the lack of leadership, senators are perfectly capable of voting. Voting is our job. That's why we were sent here. So to be clear, my hold is still in place. The hold will remain in place as long as the Pentagon's illegal abortion policy remains in place. If the Pentagon lifts the policy, then I will lift my hold. It's easy as that. That's been my position from the very beginning. I'm not afraid to vote on these nominees or on all of these nominees. I came here to this chamber to vote, and I reserve the right to seek another closer position on the nominees in the future. So that's where we stand today.
And there you go. Good for you, Senator Tumberville. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play hardball. That is a Republican on a wartime footing. Congressman Massey, by the way, that man is a congressman on a wartime footing-ish. Because, as you heard him say, we're going to have to kick the can down the road for another 30 days. But if we're able to get the funding in there for border security, it would be worth it. You see, I sincerely disagree, and I wish we had more time with the congressman. We did not, and my apologies for that, folks. But the reality of it is this. They've had all year. They've had all year to work all of this out. This is not some sort of a surprise, right? It's not some sort of a surprise that this happened. So we don't need 30 more days. Because what's going to happen is 30 days, and they're going to have another 30 days, and then it'll be Christmas time, and then the Democrats are going to get what they want. So shut it down now. Shut it down. Either shut down the border or shut down the government. But that's me. Do you believe that we ought to just kick the can down the road again? Do you believe that Kevin McCarthy is doing a good job as Speaker of the House? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. But I'm telling you, a lot of Republicans don't want that border secure because they want the cheap labor coming across that border. And by the way, that part of the Republican Party is really being put upon right now. They're accusing you of being populist. I'm talking about the Reagan Republicans, right? These are the Reagan Republicans were basically old school Democrats. Good, hardworking men and women, blue collar workers. You see, the people in charge of the Republican Party don't like you, and they don't want to have anything to do with you. You know, yesterday, something happened out on the campaign trail, and it gives you a great example of why Ron DeSantis is dropping like a rock. And by the way, he is. The CNN New Hampshire poll, he's in fifth place right now, fifth place in New Hampshire. You have another poll out from Fox Business in South Carolina, and he is in third place. Yesterday, President Trump was in Iowa, and he went over to a pizza joint, and the president's there among the people. The pizza joint got swarmed, and Trump is handing out pizzas to everybody. And even there's some photos of a lady, a young lady, a rather attractive young lady in a white T-shirt. And she said, Mr. President, would you sign my T-shirt? And Donald John Trump obliged. He signed the T-shirt. Nobody's asking Ron DeSantis for that. So while Trump was with the people, passing out the pizzas and having a good old time, as people were actually chanting, we want pizza from Trump. You can watch the video on my, I had the video on my website. You can watch it for yourself. No, Dylan, I don't know if it's pepperoni or the sausage. I don't know. Probably a little bit of both. You know, the president's a meat lover, so he's probably got the meat lover's deluxe. Nothing, he doesn't have the, he's not a pineapple guy. That's not our president. Ham and pineapple does not belong in American pizza. Okay, I jumped into another controversy. I'm stepping in it, folks. What can I say? So all that to say, while Trump was out there with the people, you know what DeSantis was doing? He was at a private $20,000 a plate fundraiser at a mansion in Houston, Texas, behind gated walls and a massive security force. It looked like he was some world leader. That's where Ron DeSantis was. Trump, a man of the people, slinging pizzas at folks in Iowa while Ron DeSantis is hobnobbing with wealthy Houstonites in a mansion. It really does set a picture for you. Ron DeSantis, a good man, lousy campaign. Let's go to the phones. Portland, Maine, Kathy is hanging out with us on WLOB. Now, Kathy, you know Portland is Ray Richardson country. He's a good man.
He sure is.
We like him. All right, Kathy, talk to me. What do you want to talk about?
Well, this will probably sound a little hardcore, but, you know, so many times that they've promised or threatened to shut down the government, they really haven't done it. And when they did, they didn't do a whole shutdown. It was just the non-essential. I think they should go for a week, shut the whole thing down, and give them a taste of what it would be like without any of the government. Sort of like It's a Wonderful Life, when George Bailey was taken out. He could see what would have happened with him not being there, just so we can see how far-reaching the government is to everything.
Kathy, I'm with you. It's time to stop this nonsense. And we're either going to fight for our country or we're not. But I'm tired of pussyfooting around. I'm tired of the kicking the can down the road 30 days. Let's get it done.
Right. Digest your food or get off the pot.
Oh, I like. Kathy, is that what you say in Portland, Maine, Kathy?
Sometimes.
You naughty lady. No, I'm just kidding. I love it. All right, Kathy, good for you, and we appreciate the call. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. So what do you say here, folks? Do you kick the can down the road? Because that's where the Republicans are wanting to go, and here's their argument.
if we – I'm getting puckered in my derriere, but if we don't do this, Todd – the Republicans may lose. We may lose. We don't want to lose. We got to kick the can down the road.
I say unpucker yourselves, Republicans. Unpucker yourselves. Be men. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, I want to jump into the Dan Patrick story, or rather the Ken Paxton story. So the Attorney General of Texas, and we're working to get him on the program, he had an exclusive with Tucker yesterday. And, of course, Ken Paxton was exonerated by the Republic. And keep in mind, this guy was under assault by the Republican cartel and the Bush Inc. family. But Paxton is very concerned about ballot integrity moving into the 2024 election. And he said this has been an ongoing issue. It's a fascinating story. He has been telling and warning Donald Trump about what could happen in this country if things go south with the ballot box. Listen to cut number 7. Fascinating.
Voters have power is the real
exactly.
question.
Exactly. And if you think about it, if we lose the state, the laws are going to change. All the voter laws are going to change. We're going to be like California where you can just mail in ballots. And what I know from mail in ballot, having fought this for the last election, winning 12 cases on mail in ballots that unfortunately other states like Georgia did not fight, I know that mail-in ballots are completely unreliable. If you just mail them out to everybody, you have no idea who's sending them back. There's no verification. And when they say you can't prove voter fraud, they are right. Because normally what you have to do, if you're going to mail-in ballot, you have to satisfy the laws under certain categories. You're over 65, you're out of state, what you're disabled. You satisfy, you sign an affidavit, and you send it in with your application that this is my signature. And then when you send your ballot back, they send you a ballot in an envelope. You sign that envelope with your signature, stick the ballot in, and they verify the signatures. Not the best, not as good as photo ID that we have for all other voting, but it still is something. But when you change it to mailing it out to everybody, we have no idea. We have no signature verification. We have no idea who's voting. So when they say, you can't prove voter fraud, that's the system that they like, because we can't prove voter fraud if we set up a system that's completely open. And that's what's happening in America.
So that's why Georgia, which most of us thought was a kind of conservative state, became one of the most left-wing states in the country, you believe, because of mail-in ballots.
I sat there on election night. So I told the president in I think it was May. I said, Mr. President, I have 12 lawsuits in the most liberal counties. I'm losing in every county because they sued in liberal counties where all the judges are liberal. Court of Appeals are liberal. I'm going to have to find a way to get to the Supreme Court or the Fifth Circuit before it's too late, before they mail those ballots out, or you won't win Texas. I guarantee you, if Harris County can send out 2.7 million ballots, you won Texas by 600,000, you will not win. And if we have multiple counties doing that, they'll just figure out how many votes they need. We won every single lawsuit, all 12. And I told him, we lose one, you're done. He didn't believe me. And I said, you've got to watch this in other states, because if this is happening in Texas, which it looks like it's a national program, I can only focus on Texas. You better make sure this doesn't happen in other states. And sure enough, Georgia, which had the same margin of victory for Trump 4 years prior, they don't stop it. The governor, the AG, they sign a consent decree, and they have mail-in ballots with no signature verification. They have drop-off boxes, and they allow all these mail-in ballots. And guess what? Now Georgia, that had the same margin of victory for Trump, now suddenly we have a 8 or 9% win for Trump by protecting the ballot box. In Georgia, he loses by what, 14,000? I don't know, but it was a small amount.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So Ken Paxton is laying it out, and he's been sounding the alarm for quite some time now. But again, President Trump did not heed what the Attorney General of Texas was warning. And you look at all those people, all those men of military age coming across the southern border, 10,000 in the past 24 hours alone, 10,000. Can you imagine? Can you imagine for just a moment? You're in your small town, and let's say you're in Senatobia, Mississippi, the five-star city. It's a great metropolitan area. What's the population of Senatobia? Look it up, Dylan, and just holler out here. But just imagine for a second that you live in beautiful Senatobia, Mississippi, and they have a great performing arts center there, and good church-going people. And you've got all those folks out there, and they're going about their lives. And all of a sudden, you've got, what is the number, Dylan?
8,000.
8,000 people. So imagine you're a town of 8,000 people, and you've got 10,000 people that literally storm into your town and take it over. And you don't speak a lick of Spanish. You can't even work your way through the menu at Taco Bell. And all of a sudden, you got 10,000 people from Mexico and Venezuela and Guatemala, I believe that's the correct pronunciation. And all these people are over there, the New Mexico people, the Guatemalans, and the Venezuelans. You can't even get into your local McDonald's. Everything's been overrun. That's what the good people are dealing with down in Eagle Pass, Texas right now. And it's not right. It's absolutely not right. So here's my question. These people have been overrun. What is to stop? Just think about this for a moment. What is to stop the 10,000 illegals who have just landed in Eagle Pass, Texas? What's to stop them from raising the Mexican flag over City Hall? What's to stop these military-aged men from declaring that, you know what, we are conquering Eagle Pass, Texas, and Eagle Pass, Texas is no longer American territory. We are now claiming it for Mexico or Guatemala. I think the G is silent, right? Okay. Check me on that, Dylan. I don't want to offend anybody down there, you know, but you know, I just want to make sure I'm accurate. I want to speak the language like guacamole. It's delicious with the corn chips. But going back to this, just think about this for a moment. What's to stop them from doing that? What's to stop them from just annexing in all these border towns in Texas? Because the federal government, they don't care. They don't give a damn. And most of these people down there on the border towns are Democrats. And they have literally been abandoned by their government. And I appreciate Greg Abbott finally waking up and like, oh, geez, hello. Holy cow. We've got ourselves an invasion. Gee whiz, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, Governor? You got yourself an invasion. And soon they're going to be annexing property, and they're going to be claiming that as territory of Mexico and Guatemala. You mark my words on this. Here's my theory, and this theory got me in so much trouble at Fox, but here's my theory. This is the working theory. We took that land from Mexico, right? We did. Our forefathers, they fought for that land, and they took that land. And now I think Mexico wants it back. And you know what they're doing? They're not having to fire a shot. They're sending their men over in droves, and they will conquer us from within. That's what I think is really going on here. We are watching the full-scale invasion of America by the enemy, and nobody's doing anything about it. It's just mind-blowing to me that we're allowing this to happen. But it seems to me that if the governor of Texas had balls, you know what he would do? He would stand up and he would declare that the president of the United States has violated his oath of office and has allowed an American state to be invaded. And then I would send every law-abiding, lawfully armed Texan to the border to fight back the invaders. That's what I would do. But I'm not the governor. But that's what I would do. And that's what needs to be done. We got to repel the invaders, folks. We're being attacked. All right, folks, got to run. Wow, we've got a lot going on today, a lot going on tomorrow. Thanks for the kind words. In the meantime, head over to the website, toddstearns.com, and be sure to sign up for the newsletter, sign up for the podcast, and pre-order that new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Got to scoot out of here, folks. We'll see you on Newsmax later this afternoon.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.